Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora and good morning to Rachel Fawcett and Max Crean. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Now, you guys, Rachel Fawcett, you are the producer, co-creator of a brand new TV series.
Yes.
Called Noob. And Max, you're the leading human being in the show, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's a interesting production. It's got an interesting sort of genesis. Came together on TikTok.
Yeah, super crazy. A few years ago, myself and my co-creator, who's also our director, Victoria Bolt, we met and decided we wanted to make a show about teenagers growing up in small town New Zealand in 2005 and about, you know, identity, sexuality, friendship, because we love, you know, teen American high school movies. That's what we grew up on, and that's what we wanted to kind of play homage to. And then New Zealand On Air happened to be had a funding round, particularly for TikTok series, with $50K being the funding that you could get. So we were lucky enough to get that for Noob, which was, it ended up being 12 1-minute episodes.
12 1-minute episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we actually cast Max, and Max was actually has been with us from the very, very beginning.
It's pretty special. It feels pretty good.
And everyone loved Max's character, and then we're like, there's maybe something here for a bigger TV show.
Now, we're talking Gore, set in Gore, 2005, like peak MySpace era. I mean, 2005, why did that year in particular speak to you?
I am a millennial. I was 15 in 2005, so around the same age as the characters in the show, and I just feel like it was such an interesting time to be 15.
We Yes.
didn't have the internet as we know it today, where I think people view it as quite toxic and bad for body image, bad for bullying, bad for lots of things.
Well, I guess we hadn't seen that side of social media yet, really, had
no,
we? There's a lot of optimism and a chance to connect with people.
Exactly. When I was 15, MySpace provided me an outlet to stalk all my favorite bands and be an emo kid and kind of find a different community outside of my kind of crappy private school, all-girls school, which I hated. So, yeah, we just wanted to look at that period of time because it was just such a wild, wild west time of the internet, you know.
And why have you gone for Gore, of all places, to set this particular TV show? Why?
I think it was in our writer's room, one of our writers mentioned, I think it might have been Te Wairangi.
Yeah, it sounds like a Te Wairangi.
Yeah, and was like, do you remember, we were thinking about where to set it, we knew it was going to be rural, and he was like, do you remember the gay Gore?
Gay man's Gore.
The gay Gore story that Jeremy Wiles and Mikey Havoc did. He was like, that was funny, and then we're like, oh, haha, let's set it there. And that was all the thought that we had.
Yes.
And that was it. I wish I had like a more intelligent answer. I don't.
There's a nice, in the very first episode, there's a nice dramatization of it. There's a Havoc and a newsboy at the very, very start of the series, which I thought was like a nice little hat tip.
They were amazing, those actors. They're absolutely incredible.
And now talk us through, Max, talk us through the journey of your character in Noob.
Yeah, you know, so it's so being in Gore, it's a small town, but he's kind of the king of Gore College, which in his small space feels massive, but on the outlook of it looks pretty pathetic. And you kind of just watch this person kind of fall from grace. And see, because it goes from this popular, everyone knows, everyone loves kind of kid to kind of a social outcast because he ends up being outed as gay in 2005. And you kind of, the journey is one that is like really kind of sad. You just see him slowly become less of, has less understanding of who he is, whilst also coming to terms with his sexuality and finding stages to move on and how he can live his life happy instead of the one that's been paved for him. And it's beautiful because it's, you see a pedestal that he's been put in, but just seeing how uncomfortable he was in the first place with it. He's a very uncomfortable character. One of my favorite things to play is it's just the fact that he's just like in every scene he looks like he's not having a great time, but and then throughout the series as he kind of tries to come to terms and understand and what is going on in his life, then you see him actually open up and be more happy in the space that he's treading. And I think that it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch, just to see someone figure something out in a not so healthy place, but still trying to achieve that.
Now, going back to the very start of the chat, the series started out as a bunch of like 1 minute episodes. What was it like making the leap from doing something in the 1 minute format to having a bit more room to breathe and doing it in, what are they, 20 something minute episodes?
Yeah, like 22, 24 minute commercial half hour. It was definitely like a big learning curve, like for all of us. We were really fortunate in that we had amazing EPs at Great Southern Television, who've been making television since forever.
Yep.
And they kind of surrounded us with support and kind of mentors to to make sure that we didn't, you know, mess up. And that was really great. I mean, we worked really hard and they believed in us, and really the network and our EPs gave us so much breathing room to just create and actually trust young people to tell young stories for young people. So they did the right thing while also just kind of surrounding us with that support, because it is a giant leap. Certainly it was a big leap for me, because my brain didn't really catch up with it. I was making short films, I'd worked on one feature film, I'd been producing for 8 years by the time I got onto the set for Noob. And I was strange.
The set for Noob as well, it's the TikTok series into the full like big screen, like the network TV show is what it is.
Yes.
It's the vibes on set, because we had Daryl Wong, who's the DOP of the show. He was still on it, and it just felt like the jump for me was like, oh, it's this, we're making the same thing.
Yes.
This is the same love, the same care as this small, tiny, like, you're barely getting paid, and I think I jumped in as a third AD for the day for free just to help out, just to be like, oh, I love this space. That continued into this one, which was so nice to see that, like, oh, it was never about the money, it was about the story and the people. And it was fantastic.
Vibes are really important to me, and I think me and Victoria, we wanted to work with our friends, and that's kind of what we maintained, is that the TikTok series, you know, it was very casual and very fun, and we were just making it with friends, and I think we did bring that into the series, and we just wanted to create an environment that was just really fun and supportive with our mates, and I think it was just like the same, right, Max?
It was just a good old time. It was just a laugh with your mates, and then all of a sudden you've got a TV show on the back end of it. So
and like slightly more money, and but it's still
a little bit more money.
Still, excellent. It's run out.
Excellent. Hey, for everyone out there listening, we've had Rachel Fawcett and Max Crean in the studio talking about a new local comedy series called Noob, which is out now as of yesterday on 3 and 3 Now. 6 episodes, so there's plenty there to dig into. Hey, team, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Is there anything, any parting words? Just get out and watch it, people.
Watch it and
just devour it. Just go crazy, binge.
Support
binge.
Young New Zealand creatives and you know, yeah.
Go absolutely wild.
Noob, out now on 3 and 3 Now. Cheers, team.
Thank you.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.